It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. 11 health centers in Illinois have been awarded grants under the Affordable Care Act to expand care. The Illinois grants announced today total nearly $6.5 million. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius announced more than $128 million in awards to health centers in 41 states. The money, among other things, allows a Chicago health center to see more than 2,500 new patients and hire an OBGYN. Illinois cities with grant awardees are Aurora, Bloomington, East St. Louis, Elgin, Galesburg, LaGrange, and Springfield. Health center officials are pleased the grants came before the Supreme Court's decision on the health law, which is expected sometime within the next week or so. Supporters of it are urging Illinois Governor Pat Quinn to move ahead by establishing a health insurance exchange where consumers can compare different plans before picking one. That's already been done by governors in Rhode Island and New York. Jim Duffett, who heads the Campaign for Better Health Care, says even if the high court strikes down the law, creating this health insurance marketplace would still be a good idea.
If they were to overrule the personal responsibility clause, the state can still set up a marketplace and may not have a million people in it, but could easily have 500 to 600,000 to 700,000 people in it and still negotiate rates with insurers.
Critics of the Affordable Care Act say insurance companies have no reason to participate in an exchange if the federal health care law is overturned. The governor's office says the Quinn administration is laying the groundwork for a health insurance marketplace. Legislators who approved cutting the Department of Children and Family Services budget stand by the reductions, despite the agency's warning it will cut services that keep kids from having to go into foster care. The Illinois agency says it could have to lay off 375 employees. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Governor Pat Quinn had this to say about the hit the state's child welfare agency took in legislators' proposed spending plan.
The cut of $50 million to that budget of that very, very important department that guards and safeguards our children is just not acceptable.
Quinn says he'll have more to say about that when he takes action on the budget later this month. Legislators who helped write the budget, like Democratic Representative Sarah Feigenholz of Evanston, say they don't like cuts either. She says when it comes to DCFS, legislators cut foster care and adoption as little as possible. Instead, she says they cut how much DCFS can spend on personnel after learning employees were given raises against the General Assembly's wishes.
The committee was not convinced that the department was managing its resources in the best interest of children.
DCFS says it had to give raises because they were contractually guaranteed, but Quinn has fought in court to rescind other state workers' contractually guaranteed raises. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois State Treasurer Dan Rutherford says Governor Pat Quinn's plan to close several state prisons is not well thought out. Quinn's office says he will shut down the Tam Supermax prison, Dwight's Correctional Center for Women, and a pair of juvenile detention centers. Rutherford says he's concerned closing these facilities will add to the state's already overcrowded prison system.
When you take these two major facilities offline and then you take the transition centers offline, I think this is going to add even more concern to what I think could well be a problem sometime in the future.
Lawmakers this year put more money in the state budget to keep these facilities open. The governor has not explained the reasoning behind his decision. It will be at least another 3 weeks before the Champaign City Council fills a vacant city council seat. A vote to fill Kyle Harrison's old seat was postponed when members couldn't reach consensus. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert has more.
Harrison officially stepped down last week. He resigned his seat because he's moving out of the district. In order to fill his seat, the bill is presented with a blank in it. The mayor then goes around the table seeking nominations to fill in that blank. In this case, one of the four applicants. The first name to get five votes would then be voted on by the full council, but it never came to that last night. Candidates Vic McIntosh, Anthony Pomonas, and Lynn Anderson were nominated, but the shorthanded eight-member council, acting without Harrison, deadlocked on votes for the first two, and after Anderson was nominated by Mayor John Girard, she didn't get enough votes for another consideration. The fourth candidate, Barbara Kenny Langendorf, didn't receive a nomination. Councilmember Deb Frank Finan sympathized with the hopefuls awaiting a result in council chambers.
It's much worse to sit out there than it is to sit up here, although it is, I think, stressful for all of us as well. You all are well qualified, and any one of you can do the job, and so thank you for applying. We appreciate it.
After several attempts, the council ultimately postponed the vote until the July 10th council meeting. The council has 60 days after Harrison's resignation to fill the seat. Whoever is chosen will serve until May 2013. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.
A Chicago grand jury indicted three NATO summit protesters who have been in jail since May after prosecutors say they planned to attack President Barack Obama's campaign headquarters with Molotov cocktails. The protesters are facing four terrorism-related charges under Illinois' never-before-used anti-terrorism statute. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels is slated to become Purdue University's next president. Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers reports.
WFIU Public Radio in Bloomington, Indiana has confirmed that Governor Daniels will replace outgoing President Franz Cordova, who is retiring at the end of the month. A source close to the governor confirmed the news Tuesday, but Daniels' office and the Purdue administration have not commented. Rumors have swirled for months that Daniels was a top contender for the position. He's repeatedly denied that speculation. Daniels was elected as governor of Indiana in 2004, and he was reelected in 2008. Because of term limits, he cannot stay in office. Purdue's president oversees five regional campuses, nearly a dozen statewide technology locations, and an extension office in all 92 counties. The university's Board of Trustees meets Thursday morning to vote on the candidate nominated to be the university's 12th president. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.
And a suburban Chicago businessman who used to be a campaign fundraiser for imprisoned former Governor Rod Blagojevich and Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. has been arrested on fraud charges related to his outpatient surgery centers. FBI agents took Rugavir Nayak of Oak Brook into custody today. He's accused of paying bribes and kickbacks to physicians for patient referrals and filing false federal income tax returns. Nayak owns outpatient centers in Illinois and Indiana. His name came up during Blagojevich's corruption trials, although he was not charged and did not testify. Prosecutors contend Nayak told the FBI that Jackson instructed him to raise millions for Blagojevich in exchange for President Barack Obama's vacated Senate seat. Jackson has denied wrongdoing. Nayak and Jackson have not returned messages seeking comment today. In sports, the St. Louis Cardinals are in Detroit to take on the Tigers at 6:05 tonight. The Chicago White Sox and Chicago Cubs continue their interleague series at 7:10. There's more news at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.
WILL programs are made possible by Hendrick House, providing housing and food service to University of Illinois students for 64 years. Hendrick House works to ensure a quiet environment for study and relaxation. More information is available at 365-8000 or at hendrickhouse.com.